Hill. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills, overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we always welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But, well, we were supposed to have a special guest this afternoon, James Wardner, who's written a couple of great books, The Planned Destruction of America and Unholy Alliances. And I will have to admit that I learned a lot from those two books. But it doesn't look like we're going to be able to get Jim on the line. We've been calling him for several hours. The line is always busy. So whatever that means, it really means it's going to be you and me this afternoon. So if you're out there across America and there's something you would like to talk about, well, give us me a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Otherwise, you're just going to have to hear me talk about the things that are on my mind right now and the thing that I am really the most concerned about. In one hand, and yet, of course, I think that there may be something really beneficial in what I'm going to be talking about, and that is, of course, the coming economic collapse. Now, how could that be good? I mean, the suffering that would come about. Well, the one thing is, I think that the establishment is losing control of this whole phony money system that they created many years ago. And, of course, they've used this to put the people to sleep, to lull them into a false sense of prosperity and security. People in America, we have so much. I mean, we live truly a utopian life. I lived in Africa. I've traveled in other countries. And there's no country like America with the prosperity that we have here. Well, maybe Switzerland, but I'd still rather live here in the United States, where nowhere near as crowded as they are really in Switzerland. You know, this is truly an amazing and a remarkable country. And, of course, the wealth that we have here, the wealth that the average individual has, the wealth that the middle class has. And so many of our people have worked hard and have accumulated a lot of money, and they made a lot of money in the stock market. And, boy, when that market was going up, more and more people were getting on board. But, of course, everything has changed now. And the market has come down a great deal. And of course, the Dow Jones is down about 30%. The NASDAQ is down 70% or more. The Standard & Poor's is down around 50%. But of course, what people don't really understand is that the only reason it hasn't fallen a great deal more is because there is manipulation of the market by people within the government. They call them the Plunge Protection Team, and they work with the Federal Reserve and certain of the large brokerages and certainly the Treasury Department, because they realize that everything is perception. If the people saw that market going straight on down, everybody would panic and sell out, and it would be hard to try to manipulate this down or even bring it back again. Now, what most people don't understand is that this is against the law. You're not supposed to manipulate the stock market. You're not supposed to manipulate the commodities. You're not supposed to manipulate anything. You're supposed to have a free market system. But if you believe we have a free market, why, you probably are waiting for your WorldCom stock to go back to 100. Because it really is not the way the game is played. You have to understand that for many, many years, they have controlled the price of gold so that they could get us to accept their phony money system, where the banks create money out of nothing and the government creates money out of nothing. And then we convince people it has value, and, of course, they go along with the system. They do, at least until it becomes obvious the whole thing is a lie. Fiat money systems have been tried in ancient Athens and ancient Rome. And, of course, actually, when Diocletian became the emperor of Rome in 284 A.D., why, of course, inflation was just destroying Rome, because it was they had debased their currency that added copper to the gold coins, and there was just such a tremendous abundance of money. And whenever there's a lot of money, of course, everybody feels very prosperous, and they go out and they buy things, and it drives up the prices. And then, of course, as the system begins to falter, you have to create more money and more money and more money to keep it going. And then you get into an inflationary spiral. And as this occurs, why, people begin to lose their moral foundation. It undermines the fabric of the family. This is all described in a wonderful book written back, maybe about 1880, somewhere in there, by Andrew Dickinson White. It's called Fiat Money Inflation in France. It's must reading. I read this thing 35 or more years ago, and I think you can get it from the Foundation for Economic Education. It was written by a man named Dixon White, Dixon White or Emerson Dixon White, something of the sort. He was the dean of or the president of, I think it was Yale or Columbia University, Cornell University. And he was writing about what had happened after the French Revolution. And you have to understand that, you know, ancient Greece and ancient Rome died and were destroyed because of inflation. And as I'm telling you, Diocletian became the emperor in 284 AD, and he invoked wage and price controls. And if you violated his edicts, why, you were either exiled from Rome, which is, of course, you know, out in the hinterlands where the barbarians were, or you were executed. And despite those terrible draconian laws, he couldn't control inflation, so he divided the Roman Empire into two divisions. One ruled from Constantinople, the other ruled from Rome. Well, in Constantinople, why, they actually established gold coins for their currency. They brought inflation under control. And they had a gold coin known as the Byzant. And that's where the idea of the Byzantine Empire, you've heard of it. And that, it lasted 1,000 years. I think it fell in 1282, something like that. Whereas in Rome itself, Rome was ruled from Rome. And, of course, they continued to debase their currency, and they fell to the barbarians in 479 or 476 A.D. And, of course, whenever you don't have a sound currency, why, the society eventually is debased and destroyed, because sound currency goes with hard work and people really trying to get ahead. Phony money goes with tremendous prosperity and building, but there's nothing really behind it. And when, of course, the bubble bursts, why, of course, there is no bottom to the barrel. And that's really where we are right today. Oh, and we're going to talk when we get back really what's happened to our monetary supply. And you're going to be amazed and realize the amount of debt we have. And until that debt is paid off, of course, we will continue having chaotic situations in our markets and in our country. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course, I just want to remind you about a couple of things, and let me just introduce you quickly to my good friend, Bill Sardi.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi. By the time you reach the retirement years, the average American will be taking 7 different prescription medications. Wouldn't it be nice to stay healthy and avoid taking all those pills? One unusual molecule has been shown to be effective in maintaining health: allicin, the active ingredient in fresh garlic. You won't find much allicin in regular store-bought garlic pills, but you will in Alimax, the only 100% pure allicin garlic extract now being imported from Britain. Call 866-405-4000 to learn more about Alimax. That's 866-405-4000. Alimax.
All right, fine. And then I just want to mention, if you are concerned that we may very well have some disruption of our society associated with going to war. Most people think that this is going to be a tea time war. It'll be over in a few weeks or a few months, and I hope and pray they're right. But Senator Gary Hart, who is one of the insiders, has said that when the first American soldier crosses into Iraq, there's going to be terrorist strikes in America. I hope and pray he's wrong, but in case he is right, and I think you should be prepared, consider going ahead and laying in a supply of food and have a checklist so you have everything on hand that you need. You know, it's sort of like when the lights go out, the electricity goes out in a storm, you're sure glad that you've made some preparations, you know where the flashlights are. But what would happen if, of course, the lights didn't come back on for 3 months? Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. And certainly ask for a preparation list.
A very important book is called AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working with an organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, if you're out there across America, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up, so it's just me. And we were talking about, of course, the coming economic chaos. Now, I'm old enough to remember 1968. In 1968, we had $38 billion of actual money in circulation. Now, on top of that are all these increments, M1, M2, M3, that they keep talking about, and then they change the definition, so you really can't figure out what's going on, but that's the way it's supposed to be. They don't want you to understand what's going on. They don't want you to understand that government and banks create money out of nothing, and at least the banks have the audacity to charge you interest on the money they've created out of nothing. The trouble, though, is when they create too much money, you have too much debt. And when the cycle reaches the top and begins to tumble, you get to where we are today. Here in California, Governor Dre Davis is talking about within the next 18 months, we will be running a $34.5 billion deficit. I mean, the entire state budget's only a little over $90 billion, and we're going to be running a $34.5 billion deficit? Where's the money going to come from? What's going to happen? Well, they're going to have to raise taxes. They're going to have to raise an awful lot of taxes, or they're going to have to do an awful lot of cutting of jobs. And of course, as you begin to cut more and more jobs, why, then people are out of work, and those people can't buy products, and the whole economy begins to slow down. Certainly, the new rules and regulations they put here in California. If you are an employee of any corporation with more than a few employees, why, anytime you want to take off, your wife has a baby, you can take off for 6 or 8 weeks with full pay, and if somebody in the family is sick, you can take off for 6 or 8 weeks with full pay. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, who wouldn't like to get, a nice big bonus anytime you wanted to, and really have just sort of a nice vacation? The only trouble is somebody has to pay for it. And what do you think the corporations that are not making any money or just on the borderline are going to do when they hear about that? Well, they're going to go to a state that doesn't have these socialist programs, and this is a socialist program. And so you're going to begin to see, you know, a lot of moving vans moving an awful lot of big corporations out of the United States. And there are going to be less and less jobs here. My friend John Leffler was telling me that he called, I think, one of the major corporations, whether it was his telephone company, I think it was a telephone company, asking about something. He got this very nice fellow on the line, and he asked when they were going to be out to fix the lines. The fellow said, well, he couldn't be certain. And John asked him where he was. Well, he was in Calcutta, India, answering the telephones for the telephone company. And so more and more jobs are actually being sent overseas. And so where are our people going to get jobs? The president, of course, is demanding that they continue the unemployment insurance for the people about out of work for up to 6 months now, because, of course, they know that if they don't pay these people, why, they're going to get very agitated. They don't pay them very well, but they have to keep giving them money, or the people are going to be out demonstrating in the streets as they are in other countries. But how long can you keep giving money when you don't have any money to give? One of the most carefully kept secrets in America today, and I'm going to tell you this, the government doesn't have any money. Governments don't have any money. The only money they have is what they take from you by force, by taxation, what they can borrow on the markets, but then they have to pay it back or pay interest on it, or certainly what they can print. And, of course, the federal government can just print money, but that you print too much money and you get inflation. In fact, one of the politicians was saying that the only way we were going to be able to solve the problem here in California was to just leave the union, leave the United States, and print our own money, and then we could pay off this $35 billion deficit that we was running. I don't know if he was said that tongue-in-cheek, but, of course, this would never be allowed. That's what the Civil War was all about when the South did try to come out from underneath the federal control, and the Civil War had nothing to do with slavery, contrary to everything you've learned in your textbook. It really didn't. In fact, you know, Lincoln didn't even pass the Emancipation Proclamation until 1862, because he had to have an excuse to justify the Civil War. There were 2,000 people killed in the draft riots in New England. People didn't want to go off to fight their brothers and friends in the South. And so they had to have a rallying cry, and of course, you know, it was slavery. But that's what it was all about. It was about states' rights. It's about ever more power from the federal government controlling our lives. Well, right now we've got Fred calling from Salinas. Fred, how are you doing? Fred, is this you?
Hello?
Oh, is it, or is this George from Toronto?
This is George from Toronto.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we'll take you first, then we'll go to Fred.
It's colder up here.
Oh, I bet it is.
I have two questions to ask you, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
First of all, I'd like to just wish you and the Radio Liberty family a very Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you so much, and the same to you up there in cold, cold Toronto.
Thank you very much. First question is, could you please comment on Al Gore's resignation from seeking the Democratic presidential nomination and thus opening the door for Hillary Clinton?
I think he got an offer he couldn't refuse. they do this. They just say you tell you this is what you're going to do, or else. I mean, Al Gore has all sorts of skeletons in his closet. His father was a senator before him. Their whole fortune came from Armin Hammer, who was a Soviet agent. That was never brought out, of course, in any of the election comments. But they are so corrupt. I mean, they give corruption a bad name, really. The Gore family. So, I mean, they probably said, "Look, you can bask in your, in your notoriety, and you can, you'll probably get a pension for being vice president, but you are not going to run for the presidency at this time." And maybe they are going to run Hillary. I don't know what they are doing, but somebody gave Al Gore an offer he couldn't refuse.
I see.
And if you want to know how those work, you need to get that book called Double Cross. Have you ever wondered why Jack Ruby walked into a room filled with police officers, pulled out a gun, and shot Lee Harvey Oswald?
Well, I've questioned that.
All right.
I haven't read that particular book.
Well, you have to read
a lot of books you have.
Have to read the book Double Cross, written by Chuck Giancano, the brother of Sam Giancano. Why would anybody do something that dumb? Well, it wasn't dumb at all. He got an offer he couldn't refuse, and the whole story is told there in the book Double Cross, available from Radio Liberty. What's your second question?
The second question is, last week I was listening to a tape delay program, I think it was from December 3rd. I was up one night listening to my shortwave, and it was a program called Counterspin, and they had, I believe his name was Robert Fisk, a journalist he's very popular. I've seen him here doing BBC and CBC reports. And basically, he was essentially attacking the Washington, the State Department, and the controlled media. But what was interesting after the 20-minute interview is that the program I was listening to, Counterspin, was actually United Nations Radio Peace International out of Costa Rica, which I found very interesting, because at the same time, we know who controls Washington and the State Department, the media. At the same point, here they are, in my opinion, attacking the U.S. and the media through shortwave radio. My question is this. Are we setting up, because it's becoming too obvious, are we setting up America as the imperial bully to basically come down to some kind of confrontation with either Europe or the rest of the world to allow the U.N. have control of world armies?
I think you're very, very perceptive. I think that's exactly it. We are antagonizing antagonizing everybody in the world. I mean, we're antagonizing the Muslim world, we're antagonizing Europe, we're antagonizing the people in Russia who used to look to us, you know, for hope and, you know, would like to be like America. They don't feel that way anymore. They are very, very angry with us. Everybody's angry at the United States, and with good reason. It's about time we took back our country and we're once again that city on the hill, the beacon of light, the hope of freedom, instead of the big bully who's financing dictators throughout the world and has troops in 140 nations.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. Thanks, man. You have a wonderful Christmas, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And let's go to Fred. I'm sorry, Fred. You were first, and I just hit the wrong button. But
that's fine.
But, of course, I have to pay for that long-distance call. Maybe I don't. I don't think maybe our 800 number calls down from Canada, so probably George was paying.
Okay. I was just going to say that, you know, when this country first started, it was an agrarian economy. And then we went through the Industrial Revolution, and now we went into a service economy. And I've been watching real close, and there was a town in India called Jalalpur. And they have universities, and whole masses of our companies is using Jalalpur as a city for our service industry, and they're shipping that service industry over there now.
Now, you're talking about the service industry. We're answering the telephones, doing things like that.
Yes, the back room of the back rooms of our companies.
Sure. In other words, when you call, and you ask for information, you get some real nice girl there. She's got an American name, but that isn't really her name, you know, and they've schooled her so she no longer has the Indian accent.
A lot of that comes from Jalalpur.
Right. And they actually train them. They even tell them, you know, to make up stories about their relatives so they can chat with the Americans who are so dumb they don't realize they're talking to somebody over in India. And, of course, our corporations are moving our jobs overseas. Fred, will you hang on, because we're going to have to go to a break. And,
okay.
And when we get back, of course, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, I just simply want to mention we do carry the Miracle-2 soap products, and we hope that if you would like to try them, I will tell you that we enjoy them very much. I can't tell you how many people we've started on this, and they're so happy with it. They come back over and over and over again. They have all sorts of stories, of things that have happened, and I can't tell you what those things are because the federal government won't allow me to. I can't make any claims. We haven't done any double-blind studies, but I will tell you this product is very, very popular with many of our customers. So if you'd like to know more about Miracle-2 soap products, and there's a soap, a moisturizing soap, a lotion, a gel, and a neutralizer, which my wife takes for heartburn, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, you know, I would be glad to send you material, or hopefully you'll want to just get an introductory offer. And then, of course, if you have children that are going to government schools, you need to get a phonopoly set for them so they can learn to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. That's phonopoly. Most of the programs are $300 or $400. This one's $139.95. And in 16 to 20 hours, you can get a child reading phonetically if you'll just play right along with them. And you'll learn a lot yourself. Then think about getting the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum for $199.95 to take your children from grammar school to high school graduation. And they do all the work. You don't have to do that much at all because everything's laid out there in the program. And then, if you have not seen my video, The Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And you need to watch it several times because it has information in it you won't get elsewhere, going into the background of the true nature of the spiritual battle in which we're involved. That's The Brotherhood of Darkness, or get The Brotherhood of Darkness special. Call right now. Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our 4-tape set,
Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Dr. Stan, and of course that telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR if you'd like to get into the things we've talked about, because America truly is at war today. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And of course we've got Fred on the line. And Fred, did you have another question or comment?
Yes, I did. I wanted to lay a little groundwork. I also want to say that I've been watching stories about Ireland. You know, just a few years ago, Ireland had a horrendous unemployment rate. Now Ireland has almost a full employment rate, and that's also being taken over by our service industry. And what the question I wanted to ask you was, what kind of economy is going to come after we lose our service economy? What do we got left? Because we have no industrial base left. We have no. If we lose our service economy, what have we got left? And that's the question I want to ask you.
Well, I will think we're not going to have much of an economy. They want to, as you've heard me say before, they want, of course, to raise the living standards of the American worker to that of the Mexican peasant. And you see, as we, of course, lose our industrial base and people become more desperate and they have to force into bankruptcy and they lose their homes and their pensions and their annuities and their insurance policy and their savings and their bonds, you know, people then are going to get desperate and they'll be willing, of course, to, accept government control over every aspect of their lives. And so you have to break the will of the American people. They're playing games, certainly with the American people at the present time.
So basically, they're gonna lower our standard of living down to peasant wages. That's what their plan is.
That's exactly what their plan is. If you read actually the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report.
Uh-huh.
And the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report is actually put out by the United Nations, and it came out of the Rio Summit. And there they talk about, you know, of course, sustainable development and how really the only way that we could support the number of people we have, 6 billion at that time, was at the standard of living of the people of Eastern Europe. Of course, that's very much the peasant sort of a society. And so they're either going to have to kill off the people or lower our living standards. And, of course, when people have lost their homes, when people have lost their jobs, when people are dependent upon welfare, when people are having to, as they are in Argentina now, scrounge for food, why, they'll accept the tyrant's chains readily as long as they have security. And, of course, we've destroyed that wonderful spirit that once made America the envy of the world, the individualist. They don't want individualists. They want, of course, everybody thinking collectively for the common good.
Well, that's basically what I could see, so.
I think you're absolutely right, Fred, yeah. And I know that you're on the front lines of this. Are you able, you're a fisherman, are you able to do fishing now? Or
no, I was run clear out of business. Our people that was in that business are all gone now.
And, of course, what they're really doing is
they've taken us off the ocean and.
But, of course, they're allowing.
Stance of scientific knowledge, but most of it, there was no science at all to what anything they did.
But you see, they're letting the Chinese continue fishing. They're letting the Japanese.
Yes, the world is going right along just fine.
Right.
And we have a massive amount of fish up and down this coast, but.
But they'll let the Chinese come and get them. They'll let the other people come and get them. They won't let the Americans. And you have to understand, most people don't understand, this is an attack on America.
We have American. Fishing vessels that are fishing in Soviet waters right now, and they offload their fish into Russia And then that fish is transshipped back into the United States from Vladivostok.
Right.
That's how most of our fish is coming, where it's coming from now, out of the Bering Sea.
Right.
Up in the North Atlantic, or North Pacific.
Well, people don't understand that America is under attack today, but we're under attack from our own leaders, who have a different agenda and a different loyalty. They have no loyalty to America. Their loyalty is to this internationalist dream, and that's why they've done away with the tariffs. That's what the World Trade Organization is all about. That's what the fast track at NAFTA is really all about. And, of course, they keep lying to the American people. They lied to us, and they said, look, we'll pass NAFTA, and, of course, we have, you know, just a little trade excess with Mexico, but look at all those Mexicans down there. Every one of them would like to have a car. So let's just take down the tariff barriers, let's open up the borders, and then, of course, we're going to make so much money sending things into Mexico. Well, they knew that was a lie, because where is the Mexican peasant going to get money to buy an American car? And so what happened was our automotive plants moved down there and started, assembling the plants there.
I have to go, doctor.
Okay, bye-bye, Fred.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Okay, our telephone number, 464-8295 or 1-888-24-LIBERTY if you'd like to participate. But we were beginning to talk about what's happening economically. And I mentioned that in 1968, we had $38 billion circulation. That was actual money, greenbacks. Now, behind that, in 1968, we had $10 billion worth of gold valued at $42 an ounce. Today we have $660 billion in circulation. We still have that same $10 billion in gold valued at $42 an ounce. If we're at the market rate where it is about today, it would be the equivalent of about $100 billion in gold behind our $660 billion of greenbacks in circulation. And then on top of that, you have all of these various monetary increments so that by the time you get to the M3 money supply, you have $8 trillion of various monetary increments. Now, the government, to try to keep things from falling apart, according to Bob Chapman, who we've done a number of interviews with, and Bob is a very astute observer, he claims that within the last 3 or 4 years, the Fed has increased the money by about $5 trillion. Now, all of that isn't in the M3. You'll find a lot of that, the money that Freddie Mae, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have actually created, and this is the loans for buying buildings. And so, you know, you want to buy a home, and you can get a real good loan on that home, and you buy the home and at an inflated price, and of course the bank doesn't hold that loan. They sell it on into Freddie Mae or Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, I can't remember how all the names go, but these are government corporations. But they've created tremendous liquidity and certainly are behind this tremendous building boom that we've had. The only trouble is that the value of some homes across America is beginning to fall. And what happens when you are paying interest and payments on a home that you bought for $300,000 and the home's only worth $200,000? And if you try to sell it, why, you could only get $200,000. How long are you going to stay in that home paying exorbitant rates, and maybe you lost your job? No, you're going to walk away from the home. And then, of course, who's going to get that house? Why, the government's going to get the house, but by the time they get it, it may only sell for $150,000. And this is just what's happened in Japan. And you have to see what's happened to Japan to understand what's going to happen here. Property over there has lost about 80 or 90% of its value. And the inflated prices they had for homes and for property simply has collapsed in Japan. This last week, Japan's stock market hit the lowest rate it has in 22 years. The Japanese equivalent of the Dow Jones is just continues falling. The Japanese government has been pouring trillions of dollars into the economy to try to get it going, and they can't get it going. And just as I was saying that, according to Bob Chapman, our government has put out something like $5 trillion in the last 3 years or more to one increment and another to try to get our economy going, and it just isn't working. So what's going to happen? Well, I think that you're going to see the stock market gradually going down. I think they're going to begin to lose control over gold because there isn't that much gold. And, of course, the people in Japan are buying gold. China's buying gold to back their currency. The Muslims are buying gold. They want to get off the dollar. They want to actually have the gold dinar to be the currency of the world. The Indians are buying gold. And they are beginning to lose control of gold, which is why it's gone up so strongly. It was up $3 or $4 today. It was up to about $3.50. It hasn't been $3.45, I should say. It hasn't been there, well, I can't remember when the last time it was. But the people who've been controlling our monetary system, you know, the whole thing's beginning to implode on them. They didn't want it to happen just yet. They wanted, of course, to maintain their solid base here as they used America's military and financial power to force the rest of the world into the New World Order and the New World Religion. And, of course, unfortunately, their timing is a little bit off. You know, of course, they're going to go to this war over in Iraq. And, of course, one of the benefits of that is it's going to cost a couple of $100 billion. And, of course, that'll be good for the economy, won't it? And then, of course, the frosting on the cake will be if we can get the price of oil down. That will help our economy. And then the administration's planning on a $300 billion stimulus bill that are going to be implemented here with a lot of tax cuts and all these other things to try to get the economy going. Now, certainly, we never used to run budget deficits. Last year, we ran $158 billion deficit. The only trouble is they lied because the national debt went up $400 billion. So how can you have $150 billion deficit? 158, I think, was the figure they used. And yet the national debt goes up $400 billion. They lie because they don't include all the money they stole from Social Security. But, of course, they said we really didn't steal it. We gave them government bonds. What's behind the government bonds? Because I told you, government doesn't have any money other than what it can take from the people by force. So Social Security has all these bonds, and, of course, who's going to pay them off? Government isn't going to pay them off. You're going to pay them off, but if people don't have any money, how will you pay it off? Well, what you have to do is inflate away the value of the savings and the annuities and the insurance companies, and through inflation, why you can give them the dollars. They may not be worth anything, but you can give them the dollars. I remember when I was in South Africa, it took about $1.20 to buy R1, a South African rand. Today, I think you can get about 20 rand with $1. And that's pretty good. I mean, they've only lost, you know, about 90% of the value of their currency. You have to understand that this is going to happen here in America. It's only a matter of time. And those of you who are not making the preparations for that now are going to face the loss of everything you've worked your life for. So begin listening to our programs as we will put a various of people on who've studied this a lot more than I have. And understand where we're going. Get yourself prepared. We're in for some very, very, very difficult times, certainly spiritually, economically. But the most important thing is that you're prepared for the spiritual conflict that is going to be waged against America in the coming months and years. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind you Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day. 5 hours on radio, 5 hours on the Internet, 3 hours on satellite, 2 hours on shortwave. And, of course, we try to get people to understand what's really going on, that there really are secret societies that have been around for thousands of years, all motivated by the same goal, a one-world government and a one-world religion. They put their emblems in plain sight. They put their emblem on the back of the dollar bill, the pyramid capped by the all-seeing eye. The DARPA website, that's this new a total information system that Ed Poindexter is putting together. And on their website, and I understand they've taken this down now, but we do have a copy, and we'll be glad to send any of you a copy of it if you just ask for the DARPA website. They have that same pyramid capped by the all-seeing eye, and of course the eye is looking out over the world in front of them. You see, this is all about the one-world government. And of course, whose eye is that? That's the eye of Lucifer. And of course, every occultist knows that because that's who they worship. But, of course, we can't let the American people ever ask, what is that symbol doing on the back of the dollar bill? Well, it represents, remember the slogan up above, "In God We Trust"? That's the God that they're trusting in. You see, there have always been the occultists here, and they've always been moving us in the same direction. And the fact that people don't understand that this was a Christian country, but the occultists were here, two parallel forces. At one time, we were a Christian country. Now we've become a pagan country because the pagans have taken control. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Join the Radio Liberty family. Help us to get the truth out. Subscribe to our material and help us to reach out across America while we still can.
A book that will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, En Route to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, of course, the American dollar is the reserve currency of every nation in the world. Originally, of course, this started out after the Bretton Woods Agreement in 1944, because the American dollar was tied to gold. We had the majority of the gold in the world. And, of course, then all dollars, all currencies were redeemable in dollars, and dollars were redeemable in gold. And it was a great system until the 15th of August, 1971, when Richard Milhouse Nixon took the United States off the gold standard, took the world off the gold standard, and started the inflationary spiral, which is now creating havoc, not only in this country, but throughout the world. The Japanese economy is really in the tank. The German economy is in the tank. As America stops and slows down with the buying by all the other countries in the world are going to be having more and more and more problems. We're facing a world depression built upon massive debt because, of course, of overspending. And this always happens when you have a fiat money system. You have no restraints on the politicians who just keep churning out the money, you know, to, of course, to keep the good times rolling. But eventually comes the time that you have to pay the piper, and that is what is happening right now. And that really is the frightening thing as we begin to see this unfolding, because you can almost chart step by step by step what's going to happen. And, of course, to try to keep things going, why the politicians are simply going to turn on the printing presses. And they're going to put out more and more and more and more money. Now, whether you know it or not, why the Treasury has got some colored money that's going to be introduced here in the very near future. And they tell us, there's only going to introduce the $20 bill next year, and then it'll be maybe a couple of years before we have the other bills introduced. And if you believe that, why, of course, you're believing a plant article. Because they plant these articles to create your reality. They do this all the time so people won't understand. Of course, the implications. Are we going to have a two-tiered monetary system, one for the United States and one for the rest of the world? Because most of the rest of the world works on greenbacks. And all these, probably well over two-thirds of the currency in circulation is not here in the United States. It's in other countries throughout the world. They use that as their currency. But once other people begin to lose faith in the American dollar, once they, if we were to have a few more terrorist attacks here, if they were to see our stock market dropping, if they were to notice that our industrial output, our GNP, our gross domestic product, is beginning to shrink. And once people begin to lose faith in a fiat money, in other words, a money without anything backing, and they want to get out of that, they want to get into something solid like maybe the Islamic bezant, the gold bezant that the Muslims are trying to introduce, or perhaps even the European currency that at least does have an element of gold backing behind it. Once that happens and all those dollars from all over the world can start pouring back into this country, well, what would you do if you suddenly brought in, say, $300 billion in currency from other countries, and then all the money that's held, the bank entries, and certainly in the central banks of the rest of the world, they all flooded in here. Why would just totally overwhelm our economy? I believe that's why we have the colored currency. I think that one of these days we're just going to say, sorry, you've got a lot of greenbacks over there. Well, you can do whatever you want to with them, but we're not going to redeem them. I don't know. I hope and pray that isn't it, because we would once again steal the life savings of people throughout the world. It's going to be very interesting to see what's going to happen, but they have that currency. Why do they have it? Oh, we're worried about counterfeiters, you know. These counterfeiters are making bills, you know, on their copy machines. Let me tell you, how many counterfeiters do you think can make a bill that has a thread in it, a marked thread with some sort of a number on it, like bills we have, and the watermarks that we have? Do you honestly believe that this has anything to do with counterfeiting? No. But they're never going to tell you the real reason, and that is, I believe that they are really worried that this whole house of cards that they built on quicksand may come tumbling down. Because if it comes down too soon, they could lose control. And who are they? They're the central bankers of the world, the people who own most of our great corporations and interlock, the people who control our great tax-exempt foundations, the people within the Bilderbergers and Trilateral Commission, within the upper echelons of the Masonic movement, not the average Mason, but those people who've gone into the occult levels beyond the 33rd degree, the people, Rosicrucians in the upper echelons, most Rosicrucians don't understand what Rosicrucianism is really all about, but some of them do. People within the Theosophical movement, they're here. They have their headquarters right here in the United States, both in Ojai and Southern California and back in Wheaton, Illinois. And there's not probably 1 in 1,000 Americans who even knows what the Theosophists are, what the Rosicrucians are, or even understands what the Masonry is all about and how what its real purpose was and its impact on America and on the decisions of our Supreme Court, or why, of course, Trent Lott, a 33rd degree Mason, refused to allow the United States Senate to impeach Bill Clinton, because Bill Clinton has strong ties to Masonry. That's what it was really all about, but of course they never could tell the American people that. Well, there are a lot of problems here today, and of course the thing is that it could very well be that they are beginning to lose some control that they have over us, as far as money is concerned, because they have controlled the gold for many years. And the central banks of the world have driven the price down year after year, decade after decade, because they control most of the gold. But now the people of Japan are buying gold, and the people of India are buying gold, and the Chinese government is buying gold, and a few Americans are smart enough to buy gold. And, of course, if they ever lose control of the price of gold, they will lose their control over the world monetary system. And so yeah, then there is a new lawsuit now that's been brought by Mr. Blanchard, and I think it names the Federal Reserve System and J.P. Morgan, which has been part of this conspiracy to control the price of gold. And they've J.P. Morgan Bank has something like 25 $1 trillion in derivatives. A lot of that is in gold, to drive the price of gold and silver and other things down to manipulate the commodity markets. But if it ever starts to get away, J.P. Morgan could be, well, it'd be sayonara. One of the largest banks in the United States, and they say that some of these banks are too large to allow to fail, but, of course, how would we rescue them without, of course, having to print another $25 trillion? Right now, the debt of the United States, and we got these figures from the Fed, and if you want to see the figures, we have them. As of the 2nd of December, the United States has $30.5 or $30.6 trillion in debt. Now, that's the federal debt and the state debt and the corporate debt and the personal debt, but it doesn't get into all the things that the government is guaranteed, and Social Security and Medicare, there's no money for. That's another $20 trillion. And we'll have all the sources and the documentation, all this in my latest newsletter, which I'm in the process of writing. And those of you who would like a free copy of my December letter, it'll be ready probably in another week. You need to get these figures, know where the source of material is, and learn how to get the, a lot of this is available on your, on the internet. You just have to know where to look, and they just drown you in a sea of paper. But if you go to the right spots, you can actually get them, or we actually have these figures. And of course, you know, I mean, we used to have a minimal debt. It took us, as far as the national debt, 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in national debt. Well, just this last year, we increased the national debt $400 billion. This year, we'll increase it $500 billion in 1 year. And it took us 200 years to go from no national debt in 1789 up to, I guess it was 1980, when we actually got to $1 trillion national debt. Now we're increasing it $500 billion in 1 year under the Bush administration. But of course, they're lying to you. They're not telling you that we're stealing the money from Social Security. But if you look at the debt figures, you see, they have nothing to do with what you read in the newspaper. When you read the lie in the New York Times and the Washington Post and, of course, in the Wall Street Journal, they say, well, the deficit last year was $158 billion. And yet the national debt went up $400 billion. You know that they're lying. But then who's going to tell you that? Certainly not Barbara Walters or Dan Rather or Tom Brokaw. They just read the scripts that they're supposed to read, and they do a good job at it. But they're not telling you the truth. And so we've got real problems, ladies and gentlemen. You need to have the information, because the people who are not making preparations and making them right now stand to lose everything that they've worked for all of their lives. And we're talking about their savings, their bonds, their annuities, their insurance policies, everything that they think gives them security. Well, let me tell you, the only security you really have is in the Lord. But we'd be foolish not to try to prepare for ourselves and protect ourselves and our families. But as this thing comes down the line, and it is coming down the line now like a railway track, and I've been studying this for 40 years, and I will tell you that I view what's happening now with fear, and yet, of course, with the realization that God is in control. My job is to do my best and to try to warn you to make your preparations. We'll have some great programs next week telling you what you need to do, what you must do if you hope to survive. But of course, if you try to depend on what you've traditionally depended upon, the rules that have held in the past, when we had a stable fiat money system, no longer apply, because we have a fiat money system that is literally out of control and the economy of the world is collapsing. Well, on that cheerful thought, we hope many of you will want to get our newsletters. We'll be glad to send you a free copy of our November newsletter, which is the introduction to what's happening financially. The December newsletter will go into a lot more detail. And we'll probably do another couple. You'll want to get our four tape sets that will advise you as to what needs to be done. And then pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please remember to pray for my family and pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until next week at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and, well, I guess tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye. May the Lord be with you.
let the thing off the hook or whatever it was. Okay.